Welcome back to our 59th episode of the Launcher Farm Show, where I interview Meg Little, who's the broker of record and owner of Ness Realty in the Chatham-Kent area. In this episode, Meg and I talk about why their brokerage puts local businesses at the forefront of their business and why you should be doing the same. And Meg shares how they've used events as a way to connect with the community, give back, and strengthen relationships. And we talk about what you can do to work with local businesses to have a massive impact in the community. Meg shares a super easy way to support local charities in your community and how you can give with your time or money to have an even bigger impact. And we talk about how their team gets involved and why the community culture is so important in attracting and retaining agent talent. Plus, we talk about a ton of other ideas that you can use to grow your geographic farm. So be sure to check out this episode, like and subscribe, and enjoy the episode with Meg. Welcome back to another episode of the Launcher Farm Show. I'm your host, Ryan Smith, and today we've got a great guest. It's Meg Little. She's a broker of record and owner of Ness Realty. So Meg, take a second, tell us a bit about yourself and why you're here.
Hey guys, like Ryan said, my name is Meg Little and our brokerage is in Chatham-Kent, Ontario. So we're between London and Windsor, for those of you that don't know where Chatham is. Ness Realty was started in 2015. I've been in real estate for, 12 years now, I think. And yeah, so that's, we're a little bit different. We're a boutique brokerage. We are not franchised or anything like that. So there is not another Ness Realty. Well, there is in South Carolina, but we're not.
So. So how did you get into the real estate? I always start with the, kind of your history and what got you into the business.
Well, it's kind of a funny story, sort of. Growing up, I'm actually from Pickering. So I'm not from this area originally. So grew up in the GTA. My parents loved house hunting on the weekends. So we were tire kickers, kind of, except we would go to model homes. So living in the suburbs, they were growing back then a lot. So what we would do is on Sundays, we'd go for a drive and we'd go through model homes. So I think the interest sparked there. And then as I got a little bit older, TLC brought a show out called Trading Spaces. So that got me into the whole design side of things. Then I went to school for advertising and marketing. Worked in that industry for a while, but I've always had just a general interest in real estate. So I just decided to go for it. We moved to Chatham-Kent in 2008, and that's when I took the course. So I came here not knowing anybody, but that's all right. Here we are now.
Awesome. And the brokerage, when did you start that then?
The brokerage was December of 2015.
Nice. So you've been doing well with it. I know that you're really grown and you've got a strong presence in the community. And that's really what I want to dive into is that community presence and the connections you've got in the community. So talk to me about that beginning stages of getting the brokerage started and how you started putting the community into it.
Okay. So when I started Nest, it was just me. I hired an administrator from the start, Becca, our office manager now. There's no agents under me. It was just myself. I'm kind of a risk taker like that. So that's how we were. So we started in December. In February of 2016, we had two brand new agents start with us. Nice. And then since then we've grown, and we're at 21 in total of us right now, which is kind of big for our area.
Yeah. That's what I was gonna say, is to tell the people if they don't know how the size of the area, you're not.
The average would be like 8 agents at an office probably. But Chatham-Kent isn't a huge area. Like we're 108,000 amalgamated with all our communities here. That being said, our focus from the beginning has always been about supporting local, whether it's charity, local business, local people, just like local love all the way. It started, we've had several different locations because of our growth over the time. Yeah. But it started with something called the Local Spotlight. What we did is every month we featured a different local business within our office. So we would set up a little area for them to come and bring in their product, or maybe if they weren't selling a product and it was a service-based industry, they would bring in pamphlets or whatever for right. that particular business.
So they weren't physically present. They just had like a setup there.
Correct. And then we would do things throughout the month to help promote them. Usually a giveaway and just like a collaboration with them. So that was the very first thing we did. That kind of got us into the local support role, I guess, in our community. Then we got really heavily involved in events. We have an event here, and unfortunately due to COVID, it hasn't happened in the last couple of years, but it's called Retrofest. Nice. People come from all over even like outside of Canada to this event, and wow. It's all these like classic cars. Our area is known for classic cars. We have a place called RM Classic Cars and Auctions here. It's now Sotheby's. Yeah, not, I know it's related to the real estate, but it's
no, it all ties together.
Exactly. Anyway, so classic cars here, really big thing. And anyway, so we have this big event downtown and all these classic cars and vendors come, and it's a 3-day event. And so we've been involved in that as well, where we would have in our parking lot, we'd have bands, we'd support a local charity like Big Brothers and Sisters. We do raffles, sell tickets for things. I mean, we just love being part of the community. I don't even know. It's like, there's just, if we can be there and be a part of it, we're there.
That's awesome. So for you, how much time is involved from you specifically to that versus the brokerage as a whole? Because I know for some agents, they may be a solo agent or they may be on a team and maybe hard to get involved and that kind of stuff. Like, are you physically doing it yourself or are you kind of spreading the work out?
It's definitely a joint effort. It always has been. And sure, there are times where, you know, there's more people involved than others, but the day of the event, whatever the event may be, everybody's there. We are 100% turnout unless someone's sick. To be honest, that's just how it is. We also do things like the Santa Claus parade float. So there's the time building the float and there's the people who are skilled in building the float. I'm not necessarily skilled in that. That's not my forte, but then there's the day of the event. Right. And yep. it's just the little things like that. But I would say from our brokerage, everyone's always involved.
That's awesome. And I think for you, obviously you've made that a part of your business and a key piece of what you do, that you then will attract people who are interested into that because they see that. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's our culture. It's how we are. So that's a big part of who Nest is. And we're one big happy family most of the time.
Most of the time. That's good.
Yeah.
So then are you encouraging your agents to do their own type things? Or are you kind of getting behind the brokerage as a whole saying, hey, these are the causes we care about? Or how does that look?
While people individually do their own things, for the most part, it's usually a joint effort. We're always involved in something. We just did something for community living, which was a sponsored beer race thing that was going on for a while. So we did that. We've got like a basketball tryout thing that we're doing in a couple of weeks. Yep. Right now, the big project we've been working on, which we just launched a few months ago, I'm not sure if you've seen them yet. Okay. Everyone knows what like a FabFitFun box is, a subscription box thing.
Yep.
So we launched the Love Where You Live box.
Nice.
So it's a box that our company gives out to clients, essentially, but it's all local. Every vendor in there is local. So it could be a towel. It could be a candle. There's meats. There's all kinds of different vendors and we change it out seasonally. Mm-hmm. But we're really, really excited about this initiative because it is helping support local, but it's also being able to share that with, you know, the new people who are moving here, because a lot of people are moving here from the GTA. So they're not familiar with our local businesses here.
Yeah. That's a great way to introduce them to that in a fun way and in a nice way, in a tangible way, not just here's a coupon, here's whatever, if you're actually giving them products and things like that, which is awesome.
Yeah, exactly. You got it.
So with that, then are you buying the products from the businesses, or are they donating, or how does that work?
Oh, we're buying them. Awesome. So we buy them in large quantities. We house them at our brokerage, and then we put them, we have in different types of boxes depending upon the client. Right. Like if it's a single person versus a couple versus a family, we have different boxes that cater to their needs.
Yep.
And we assemble them and then give them out.
Nice. And then from the team perspective, as far as the brokerage goes, are the individual agents paying for those themselves, or are you as the brokerage paying for them?
We build them out. We don't upcharge it or anything like that. So they're just paying us the cost it costs us to have the box made.
Nice.
And they're just billed monthly for that. So
that's awesome. And I think that's really important because, again, you're going back to, you're supporting the local, you're showing it and not just saying, hey, we shop local. You're physically, you're shopping local, but then you're spending and sharing that. And statistically, we know that if you sample something from somewhere else, more likely they're going to go back and support those local businesses.
Absolutely.
So it's a win-win. So how long have you been doing that then?
Ooh, we worked on it for a good, I want to say 6 to 8 months, putting it all together. Even just getting the boxes themselves made was a task because apparently it's a cardboard shortage. Little did we know. We launched that, I want to say in June, I think when we launched it. So it hasn't been super, super long, but it's gone over really well. One of the companies that we've partnered with is a local brewery here. Red Garden Brewery is what their name is. And actually, since we've done that, and I don't think we're necessarily a part of it, but they've had like huge growth. And now the owner of the company has quit his full-time job and is now focused on doing that.
Wow, that's
and
awesome.
It's just, I love seeing businesses thrive, especially with everything that's been going on in the last 2 years or so. So
yeah, it's awesome to see that. And I've interviewed a lot of agents who have done similar things in the community, not like similar the boxes, but when you support those local businesses, and then they share the story of that business thriving or not going under, or being able to really expand their business because of it. And a lot of agents don't think about the impact we can have on the community. We think, oh, we sell homes. And so I know a lot of agents I've coached think, well, what value do I bring other than I sell homes? And it's like, you have a massive ability to make an impact in the local community by supporting those local businesses. So what kind of things have you seen from your efforts that have actually had a big impact in the community?
One thing I've seen, and this is separate from everything we've already talked about, but two agents in our office, Beth and Joey Klustra, they took the initiative to do a restaurant support campaign. So obviously our restaurants were hit really, really badly through COVID, like everyone else. We had quite a few new restaurants in the last, I don't know, not even 2 years that had opened up here. And of course, everyone was all excited for that, but then they were open for a couple of months and shut down. So they took an initiative to basically get donations from people to give out, I think they gave over $3,000 worth of gift cards to, so bought them, gave them out, supported them. There's one that was really close to closing. I know that they're in a position now that they don't have to close. But I think like doing small things like that, I mean, it's time consuming, but it the impact it can have on that one small business is huge. So
yeah. And I think the key part of it too, is like you said, it's the consistency doing it. You can go out there and do an event or do some type of cause, and you're not going to have the impact. I mean, you'll have an impact, but it won't have that same longevity. Consistently doing it. And that's where people are going to see that you're active in the community, you're engaged and you care consistently. You'll start to see the deals really start to pile up that way, but you can't just do it once.
No, you have to be consistent with all of your efforts. Everything you do in life should be consistent if you want to get the same kind of results or improve your results, right? Mm-hmm. So
how often would you say per year are you doing these type of events or these kind of community initiatives?
I'd say monthly we're involved in something. If not monthly, every other month. I'd say with COVID, it slowed down a little bit because there hasn't been as many things to do.
Right.
But there's always something that we're involved in. So even if it's just with a local high school doing something, there's all kinds of things that we like to get ourselves involved with.
From the sounds of it, it sounds like you're piggybacking on other events or things that are going on and helping them that way. Would you say most of it is that way, or is it your stuff you're doing your own?
We've done our own events, definitely. But it's been a few years now since we've been able to do one. We're dying to have something right now, like plans in our back pocket, but we've been waiting for, you know, we really like the masks to go away to be able to do it properly, to be able to have everybody in our space and do what we want to do. So we're kind of waiting for, you know, that. Don't know how long we're going to be waiting for.
Yeah. The thing I find too, is that a lot of agents think that they have to create something from scratch, and they then get hung up on trying to create an event or try to create something for the community. And it's like, there's so many opportunities for you to piggyback off of or jump into and help out. And you don't have to do that. So what would you say is like the smallest level of stuff you've done to make an impact? And what would you say is the largest?
Smallest level. That's a tough one. There's so many things. I'm not sure what the smallest one would be. Smallest. Ugh. I don't know. I think, let me start with one of the biggest ones that I think of. So last fall, actually right at this time, we ran a raffle. It was very, very, very time consuming. So from a large perspective, I mean, we dedicated ourselves for, I guess, about 45 days to run a raffle contest for the Alzheimer's Society of Chatham-Kent. That they're one of the ones that the local charities that kind of gets forgotten about. It's just not front and center a lot. There's a lot of great local charities, but it's just one of the ones I think people just don't think about a lot, but it affects, I think, most people in their life.
My family is very impacted by it. So it's a big thing
for me. You can relate to that then. Yeah. And I think, but it's not one that's always front and center. So we've decided to partner with them, and every year we'll do something with them. We wanted to do a golf tournament, but of course it's just been a little bit more challenging. Yeah. But we ran a raffle. So we got all kinds of local businesses to either donate or we bought from them. And we sold raffle tickets. I think we made about $9,000.
Wow.
doing it for them. And it was like a full-time job. We had just hired an administrator, a new administrator at that time. And it was her, like, honestly, her full-time job for the first 2 months of working with us. Wow. So yeah, so that had a big impact because it gave them the opportunity to bring technology into their, basically they want to have like these, they have their devices that they are able to listen to music on. And nice. I'm not exactly sure which ones they bought, but they were buying them for the people who participate in their program. Mm-hmm. And they weren't able to do that. So that's what we were able to facilitate, is getting their members to have that and yeah. that access, because it's not free. So
I think for me personally, knowing where the area you're in, that a lot of people may not realize is that mostly around your area is agriculture, and you're mm-hmm. kind of like the center, and there's not, once you drive out from your center core, there's not a whole lot. So to bring resources and to bring these kind of things to the community is huge, because if you live in the GTA, there's all kinds of resources available. There's all kinds of support. There's all kinds of programs and things like that. So for you guys to help keep that alive, you're just as much part of the community and keeping it alive as the organizations themselves. So how do you choose which ones and which ones don't get support and help?
So that's a good question, because it's hard to say yes to everybody, but yeah. it's also hard to say no. I struggle with saying no. In fact, it's something I'm trying really hard to work on. So what we have tried to do is we try to spread the wealth. So we don't just partner with one charity. We always try and give to everybody. Yeah. But there are some charities that already get a lot of local exposure from other events that take place. So those are not first front and center. There's one, for instance, and it's a great charity. It's called the Children's Treatment Center. They get a lot of events. They do something called the Festival of Giving here every year. So it's an auction event.
Okay.
And you go and you pay whatever it is for a ticket. I want to say it's $150 or $175 for a ticket to go to this event. You get 10 drink tickets, you get a meal, but then there's an auction, and that's where they really raise their money. Nice. And I mean, there's big things being auctioned off, like cars and trips and
wow.
stuff. Like that. And then small things as well.
Yeah.
That, so this charity, they have many events that go on throughout the year. There's the Festival of Golf, another one that they do. But while we support them in a small way by attending, we usually buy a table, we might donate a couple of items.
Yeah.
When it comes to running a full out, blown out, like what we just did with that raffle last year, we wouldn't do that, because they already are getting attention from right. other places. So we try to find the people who maybe aren't being recognized as much. Yep. We just had an office meeting today, and we're looking at doing something on a smaller scale with some smaller charities here that are, again, that aren't really getting the notice that they need right now. So or attention that they need, I guess I should say, but yeah.
So who's making those decisions? Is it you? Is it the office as a whole? You kind of all getting together? That's yeah, great.
Absolutely. That's awesome. I like us to all be on the same page. And let's be honest. I mean, I might have an idea, but someone else might have a better idea. So
yeah. That's awesome. Now, I know local businesses are something you support as well, not just the events and the organizations. Yep. What kind of things are you doing in the community as far as supporting those local businesses?
So we do, this is maybe sounds small, but we're really big on culture here. So we do every birthday we have in the office, we'll go to a different local restaurant for the birthday. So our whole office goes, for the most part. There's sometimes not everyone can make it.
Yeah.
And so we support them in that way. We definitely push shopping local for sure. We are downtown in the downtown core, which is not a big downtown, but it's cute. And yeah. there's, you know, we're part of the BIA, which is helpful. And so we'll, you know, they have these things like events downtown, like stay open late or something. So yeah. we'll do that. We've done partnerships, collabs, giveaways, stuff like that. I mean, we try to spread it as much as we can. But yeah,
that's awesome. And then how have you tracked or been able to kind of see the effects of that in the community versus business coming in? Because for a lot of agents, sometimes they feel, well, if I do this, what am I going to get back? Is anything good for business? Have you been able to kind of not quantify, but say like, yeah, absolutely. Like these things do return us business.
I think the biggest thing, and I think maybe my mindset's a little bit different than from other people, but I never look at any kind of, whether it's advertising or community involvement or anything, as what am I getting in return? Mm-hmm. I think it's important to create brand awareness, yep. which is what we're doing. It's putting our names and faces out there. And it's helping our community, in which we want to all continue to live in. Yep. So I don't measure it in that sense, but what I do recognize, and I'll give an exact example, is that, for instance, this week, so schools just all went back last week, right?
Yep.
We've had four requests from different high schools for co-op students in the last week.
Nice.
So the same consistent thing we get from when we hear people talking about us is that, oh, they're heavily involved in the community. We see you all the time. You guys are all over Facebook. You're on Instagram, TikTok, da, 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 da. So I think that's where we're getting the return. It may not necessarily be that direct client. We know we just got a listing out of it. It's not like that. And I don't think that's our intent anyways. I think we want to show that we're more than just salespeople.
Exactly. And that's something I firmly believe in, and that you do that and you get out there enough and you put yourself out there enough in the community and connect to the community will connect with you. And it may not be that one event that's the reason they chose you, but they may have been thinking about it, and then that solidified their decision, or that helped them make the decision. They had a listing appointment and there was two other agents, and they remember you're the one who was active and involved, or you help with the Alzheimer's, and their mom had Alzheimer's, they're going to choose you because of that.
Exactly. It's relatable, and it's just that top of mind, right?
So what are you doing then at these events and at the fundraising and these kind of things to promote yourself? Because I know a lot of agents struggle with getting their name out there. They may get involved, they may volunteer, but they have a hard time translating that into, hey, I'm in real estate as well. Are you talking about real estate at all? Are you doing anything like that?
I always say, and I say this especially to the new agents that start with us, slip it into a conversation without it being like aggressive and in your face. You know, like you can talk about it. You can be like, oh, I was showing a house the other day and so-and-so this happened, right? Like there's so many ways you can do it without it being so like in your face attack. I sell houses. Do you have a house I can sell? Or, you know what I mean? Yeah. So again, though, like a lot of the events that we partner with, we end up hosting at our office. So if you want to show up and be part of the event, then you're already exposure just by being here.
Yeah, that's awesome. And are you giving swag, giveaways and that kind of stuff yourself too? Or are you getting that from the other place, like other businesses and things like that?
We do our own. Like we have like beer cozies we've given out and stuff like that. But honestly, we're really big on pushing the other businesses. We don't do a whole lot of self-promotion. That's odd enough, but we don't.
No, I am. I'm the same way. I fully believe that. And it's funny because people always ask me if I was starting a farm, what I would do and what things I would focus on. And you focus on the three things that I focus on, well, at least two of the three. I would say focus on local businesses, focus on a charity or a cause that you can give, and then focus on a Facebook group or some type of community that you can pull people together in the community. And then if you tie those together, you can then utilize those to really amplify the other things you're doing. And you're doing the community events and you're doing the businesses, and that's really helpful for everyone. And especially in a small town, it is that much more important to support and do those things.
Like in our area, we have about 180 to 190 realtors. So it's not like there's a lot of us compared to other markets. So it's, you know, we have lots of opportunity here to do, you know, to be known, and know, that whole rule of 20% are active. Right. So
are you using those events and causes to recruit agents as well?
I don't believe in recruiting.
Okay.
I do not actively recruit. I can say that 100% honestly, that every single person that works here has come to us. And I'm a strong believer in, if you want to be a part of our team, then you're probably already the right fit. I don't want to be chasing somebody because then they're probably not the right fit, and fit is everything for us. So.
And that shows in your growth and what you've got, and the market share you have from an agent count is awesome, that people will obviously want to be there. So I want to ask you then about promoting and getting it out there, because a lot of agents I find struggle with, okay, they've got an event, they've got something going on, they're supporting a cause. They suck at getting the word out there. They suck at getting people to come to their events and things like that. What are you doing to get the message out there and to connect with the community?
So little side note, and I will answer your question after, but this has always been something I've been good at because it's something I used to actually do. I was a promoter for bands.
Nice.
I owned a company back when I was in college, and we put on concerts across Ontario. Nice. So promoting has always been something that's kind of come naturally to me. So I try to pass that off onto the agents and what works for me. We lean very heavily on social media. That's a huge, huge thing, but also inviting people we know, that's huge. Talking to people, putting it out there. I mean, door knocking on our neighbors' doors, which we do like downtown all the time. We'll invite them personally, you know, say, hope we see you there. And But social is huge for us, like sharing it on online. I mean, most people, that's where they're at. So it's not the days of posting flyers up anymore. Yeah, so.
Exactly. That's I was talking about with farming, is that it's not just postcards and door knocking. It's there's so many other things you can be doing to get out there, and leveraging those and tying them all together is what really makes what makes it work. Yes. I want to speak to social media, because I know for you, from a business perspective, not just from a local perspective, it's a big thing for you as well, mm-hmm. for your own business and referrals from outside, out of town agents. That's, I mean, that's how I connected with you. And then people share your name and you get out there, mm-hmm. because of things you're doing, it bubbles over into referrals from places you don't even know, because
right.
I'm sure you've had some amazing stories from that. So what has that been like for you to get those referrals from that?
The referrals have been great. And I'm very, very thankful to everyone that trusts myself and our team here for that. How I started getting referrals was simply from volunteering. I volunteered with AREA for quite a few years, on several different platforms. And just sharing information with people and getting, like, I love talking with people and meeting new people. So yeah. I think people need not to be scared to do that and just put themselves out there. And I don't know. It's one of the things, like, most of my business is referral based, yeah. whether it's word of mouth locally or from out of town realtors. That's like probably 95% of my business and has been for a long time. So.
Yeah. And the things that you're doing locally are you're carrying over into the referral side of things from other agents, and that you're giving back, you're showing you care, you're helping. And if you do that, business comes to you. And so many agents are afraid of doing
it. Authentic too. It's legit. It's not like we're not putting on a show. This is how we are. And I think that people who are like-minded will appreciate that and trust us to take care of their clients too, for that reason.
Oh, that's awesome. So future wise, where are things heading, as far as obviously COVID's hopefully wrapping up and coming to an end, and things are getting back to normal. What does it look like for you guys and going forward in the next little bit then?
So we just had an office meeting this morning. We were talking about some things that we've got, you know, under wraps right now. growth for sure, but maintaining what we have is also important to me. I don't want to grow to, you know, a 50 agent office if we lose our integrity or right. our culture. Yep. Honestly, our retention rate is really high right now. So I'd like to keep it that way. And I'd like to continue to grow, but I want to grow at the right pace. Yep. And I think we really want to be more involved again in community events. Like, we're dying to put on something. So the second we're given that opportunity, we've got some plans. We've got a great parking lot right beside us that we want to do something in. So may have to wait till warm weather, because we're coming into not so great weather season. Yeah. So it's hard to say, but there's lots of things we're working on behind the scenes.
So if you were to give last piece of advice to our viewers on getting started to connect with the community, thinking small from a individual agent and all the way up to a team, what advice would you give?
I think that what the best answer for this is your time. Because I think a lot of people think they've got to spend a lot of money to promote themselves or whatever, but in getting involved in the community should be free for the most part.
Yep.
Find something that you connect with so that the partnership feels real and isn't forced. Let's say there's a business that you frequent on a regular basis, whether it's your coffee shop or maybe it's, you know, where you get your hair done, or maybe it's I don't know. I'm trying to think. We have a new shop downtown here. It's a new clothing store. Cater to women, and it, like, in my age demographic, or maybe a little younger than me, but think of where you go and what you like to do and talk to them. Like, maybe you can do a collaboration with them. That's really both beneficial on both ends. Right. Yeah. Volunteering, I think it's huge. I really do. I think it doesn't have to be on a big, you don't have to commit yourself to, you know, every month or something, but even just one time doing something for somebody. Like, I know when we were with Big Brothers and Big Sisters doing that event for them, it was a one-time thing, but they held the liquor license, and then they took all the proceeds of the booze we sold. So, I mean, it was a really great thing, right? So,
yeah, I think it's great. Like you said, is that to focus on something you enjoy, and that's why I always tell agents to get involved in stuff that you care about, because real estate can be boring. And if you're doing stuff where it's like, some agents struggle creating good content or being authentic from the real estate perspective, it's like, if you can get involved in something in the community that you like, that you enjoy doing, or that you're passionate about, that translates well, and you'll be able to connect with people and have that authenticity and really build a solid business that way.
Exactly. And then that way it doesn't look like you're trying to, you know, do something that's unauthentic, or you're just, you know, selling something that no one wants to buy because they're not interested in your pitch.
Exactly. So we always wrap up with a best book segment. So what's one book that you would recommend that's had an impact on your life or you think would have an impact on our viewers?
Ooh, that's a good one. There's so many. I love reading. Okay. What would the best one be? A lot of people, I mean, the 5 a.m. Club's a really good one. I'm sure you've heard that one many times. I'm trying to think of something that might be a little bit more obscure. But I read so many books that we have a library here at the office. Oh, nice. We bring in books and we trade them. And awesome. There's, I don't know, Drive is another good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I could honestly probably sit here and name off like 20 books. I can't. They've all had impact.
We'll go with the two. We'll go with the 5 a.m. Club and we'll throw a Drive in there. So we'll put that in the show notes so people can check that out. And I've read Drive. I haven't read the 5 a.m. Club, but I've read the other one. Which is the competition of them, the Miracle Morning. It's very similar.
Oh, okay.
I guess. So yep. I know it's great, great ideas and great, great things in there as well. So people are looking to check out what you're up to and connect with you. What's the best way for them to do that?
They can check us out on Facebook or Instagram. So Nest Realty or Meg Little. If you want to contact me directly, you can check out our website, nestrealty.ca. But I mean, honestly, social media is probably the best way to get us.
Awesome. So we'll put that in the show notes as well, so people can check that out. So Meg, I really appreciate you being on the show. Really appreciate you sharing your passion and your interest with our audience, because I know it's something I'm passionate about. I think my audience will resonate with that. And it's awesome to see how much you care and the authenticity you have with that. And I know it's obviously translating well financially, but also personally and professionally. And it's awesome to see your business continually grow.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me. It's been fun chatting, as always.
Awesome.
And I look forward to talking to you soon.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for checking out today's episode. If you'd like more videos like this, be sure to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check out our Facebook page and our other social media channels. Looking forward to bringing you more great content like this, and happy farming.